By 2014, 100% of Utah students should be proficient in math and reading, under No Child Left Behind. But Education Director for Governor Gary Herbert, Christine Curl, says that is simply unrealistic for just about any school in the country.
That's part of the grossly flawed mandate of No Child Left Behind, is thinking that by 2014, we're going to have 100% of all students at reading proficiencies. I mean, it's impossible.
Curl thinks education leaders in Washington are beginning to see that schools feel they're being asked to reach increasingly impractical testing goals, which is why President Obama recently announced states will not have to increase testing requirements, at least this year. State Associate Superintendent Judy Park says if the president had not loosened the requirements, Utah teachers would have had higher testing obligations to meet this year.
Utah had set up this trajectory where every 2 years, the requirements for a school to pass AYP increase. This year, that requirement was going to increase again. And so we had requested that the department not require us to implement that increase, and that we be allowed to keep the same requirements this year as we had had the two previous years.
In addition to looser restrictions, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan announced Monday that waivers will be given this fall, allowing more flexibility to states that show they're working toward No More Child Left Behind's ultimate goal. Park says she hopes the changes mean the federal government may eventually overturn No Child Left Behind and give more power back to the states when it comes to handling a school's achievement.
I just hope that Congress can get this taken care of and reauthorize the Education Act. But, you know, it's not happening, and we don't see any hope in the near horizon of getting it done. And so that's why Utah, as well as many other states, are having to look at the situation and say, you know, if Congress isn't going to step up and take care of this, we're going to have to do what we can as states.
A spokesman for the Granite School District, the largest district in Utah, says just about everyone in Granite does not favor No Child Left Behind and would prefer more local control. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.